What's going on, gamers? Welcome back to the Graveyard. I'm the Graveyard Gamer. Thank you for joining me for this Graveyard review. Now, in this review, we are going back into the sewers because, ladies and gentlemen, I have been able to play through the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Cowabunga Collection on the Nintendo Switch. It's available for the PS4, the PS5, the Series X, the Xbox One. I mean, it's available for everything. And what it is a collection of 13 of the coolest games ever, and by that I mean those old school Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games that came out on the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, the Genesis, and the Game Boy. These are just childhood memories for me. I mean, so many of these games either I wanted to really play so bad I never got to, or I played the fool out of them. So I was very happy to get a chance to play through this, and I gotta say, I've had a ton of fun, but now that I'm done with it, it's only time for one more thing. The Graveyard Review. So with that being said, let's jump in and let's talk about this collection. So gamers, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the review of this collection, I wanted to go into what is actually in this game, because there's a little bit of an asterisk when it comes to 13 games. So on the original Nintendo, we have Ninja Turtles 1, we have Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game, we have Ninja Turtles 3, the Manhattan Project, and Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters. On the Super Nintendo, we have Turtles in Time, and we also have Tournament Fighters again. On the Sega, we have the Hyperstone Heist, and again, we have the Sega version of Tournament Fighters. Then when it comes to the Game Boy, we actually have a little trilogy of games, and I think this is kind of cool because they're kind of their own little world, and it is Follow the Foot Clan, followed by number 2, Back from the Sewers, and then number 3, Radical Rescue. And rounding it up, we have the arcade versions of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game and Turtles in Time. So ultimately, we have 3 different versions of Tournament Fighters. Just to break it down, the Super Nintendo and the Sega are very similar. There's a few differences. Now, the NES one, because of the limitations, it really is not as good as those, but it is included in there. Same thing can be said for Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game on the original Nintendo. It is practically the same one as the arcade one. However, gamers, if you're not as old as I am, back in the day, what we got on console was a downgrade from the actual arcade games. The arcade games were like the epitome of technology back in those days. So while it is the same game, obviously the prime choice is to play that arcade version. Same thing can be said when you look at the Turtles in Time on the arcade and the Super Nintendo. It's not as big of a downgrade from the arcade to the original Nintendo, but going to the Super Nintendo, there is a little bit of a downgrade. And now also included in this collection is some really cool stuff. They have a gallery. You can go look at original covers. You can actually get hints for how to play the game. Instruction manuals, all that kind of fun stuff, that is all included in this game. But I just wanted to point it out that yes, there are 13 individual games in there, but that doesn't mean that they're all unique, right? There's about 5 games that are copies of other games on here. So with that being said, let's jump into the graphics. And let me just say, when it comes to the graphics, personally, I thought this looks really good. Now understand, these have not been, you know, done any kind of like major upgrade. They, you know, have that typical shine to make them look good on the new consoles and whatnot. But this isn't like the Turtles in Time reshell that came out a few years ago on the PlayStation and Xbox. When you're playing the Turtles in Time, you're either playing what it looked like on the Super Nintendo or you're playing what it looked like on the arcade. It's not been spiffed up. It's not been redone or remade or anything. These are kind of loose remasters, if you will, right? They just look good. Right? The colors pop, they shine, but they're not a major increase from what you might remember. So with that being said, I don't think the graphics look bad in any of these games. Again, if you're a new, younger gamer, you're going to think some of these don't look that great. If you're somebody like myself and you start playing a Game Boy game, you're like, oh snap, this looks just like the Game Boy games. If you're playing the old school Nintendos, you're like, oh man, this takes me back, right? But let me just say this when it comes to graphics, when it comes to animations, man, Turtles in Time and the Hyperstone Heist, wow. Like, those animations for the way they kick, the way they do their moves, I really got to give them credit because those really stand out to where you go back and you go like, wow, like, they really did some good work on the Sega and the Super Nintendo back in the day, or the arcades as well. So, personally, I think they all look good. I think the standouts are going to be the arcade game and Turtles in Time on the arcade as well, because they just, you know, they were just that higher quality game back then. So graphically, you know, again, I hate to say it this way, but I think if you're older and you're used to playing them, you're going to think they look really good. If you're a newer gamer, you're going to look at them and go, wow, you guys played this? So just be aware of that. But let's talk about the gameplay, because I don't want to break down and review each game. That's not what this is. This is a collection. This is how fun is it to pick up and play these games. And gameplay-wise, I think they're really cool. And what I like about this is there is actually some decent variety in this package here. Now, for example, the NES games, while they all are kind of similar when you get to the arcade game, Manhattan Project, there is a big difference with the original Ninja Turtles game. Now, this is one that's on a lot of list of like hardest games from the Nintendo era, especially the bridge where you had to go into the dam and swim through the seaweed and all that. Like, oh man, that is like hardcore right there. But it kind of plays almost like a Zelda, almost like a Metroidvania where you got these different little sections you have to clear, which, by the way, if you want a pro tip on that, Donatello is the savior of that game. He will get you through that entire thing. But, you know, it's a lot different. It's like platforming and whatnot versus Ninja Turtles 2 and 3. Those are actually more of your arcade beat-em-ups. Now, when you go into some of the other games, Turtles in Time and Hyperstone Heist, they're very similar to what you got with the arcade games. But again, they're fun. They're fun beat-em-ups that I really enjoyed. And the only one that I would actually give a little bit of a flack to is I would give flack to the Hyperstone Heist. Because to me, whether it be the arcade version of Ninja Turtles or the versions of Turtles in Time or even Ninja Turtles 3, the Manhattan Project, while they were all those classic beat-em-ups, I felt like they all had a little bit of different levels from each other. Of course, you're always going to fight Shredder and Krang toward the end, but there was always something different with the environments. They did something special. When it got to the Hyperstone Heist, while it looked good, it felt like a clone of Turtles in Time. It was very, very similar, very similar level design. The challenge wasn't there because some of the games can be challenging. And then they just kind of did weird things like, oh yeah, we just got to give you some boss battle gauntlet you got to get through. And, you know, oh, you're going to go back to the Technodrome and fight Krang and then Super Shredder again. These are things we had seen multiple times. I really thought they should have spiced that up. But for me, as somebody that never got to play that game, it was still really cool to actually get the chance to play it. And that's the biggest part when it comes to playing this that I actually enjoyed is, hey, I didn't get to play all these. I only had a Nintendo. And to be honest with you, Turtles in Time was like that game I wanted to play so bad. But I never owned it. I never got to play that game. I only got to spend a little bit of time playing in the arcades. And that's the other thing. Having the arcade versions is great because growing up, man, I played the fool out of the Nintendo version of the arcade game. I mean, I played that all the time. But there was nothing like playing the real arcade game. So to actually get to sit there and play through that was like a dream. It really, truly was. Turtles in Time, to get to play through that was awesome. And then, like I said, I didn't have a Sega growing up. So the Hyperstone Heist, while yes, I did have my kind of issues in the fact that I didn't feel like it was as fresh, I really thought it was pretty cool to actually get a chance to play a game I never got to play. And then you have the Game Boy games. I'm kind of shocked they included those in there, if I'm being honest with you. But they're fun, and especially when you get to Radical Rescue, which is kind of a different style in and of itself versus the other two, where you're Mikey and you're trying to save the other turtles. I just thought that was a lot of fun. Definitely enjoyed it. One of the things that they do in this collection that I think is very important, and it's kind of needed nowadays, because, look, we just live in a different world. We don't live in the same world where we're going to sit there and, you know, play a level and die after three lives and walk away. I know that's kind of funny because now that I say that out loud, it kind of seems like the original Nintendo was more Soulsborne style gameplay than anything else, right? Like, you die so many times, you got to start all the way over. You don't get to go collect your souls back. Like, you got to start all the way over. And that's how these are. So what they've done is they've included little cheats, if you will. Number one, if you hit the plus button, at least on the Switch, I'm not sure what it is on PlayStation or Xbox, while you're looking at a particular title before you select them, it gives you options to do things. Some of these may be to slightly improve graphics, maybe fix the frame rate, and some of them give you extra lives. Also, when you're playing the arcade versions of Ninja Turtles or Turtles in Time, if you hit the plus button while you're playing, it's almost like you're putting more quarters in there to give you more lives. I thought that was really cool because, again, who really wants to get all the way to the end and die and not have the option to put in a quarter, right? I think that's awesome. And then there is a really cool rewind feature because I got to tell you, in the original Ninja Turtles game on Nintendo, I used that feature a lot when it came to making jumps. So these are things, yes, if you're a purist and you want to beat them just like they came out all those years ago without the help of a game genie, yeah, you probably wouldn't use some of these. But I got to say, like, I thought it was really cool that they included these. In fact, The only reason I beat the Hyperstone heist is I was down to one life and I kept using the rewind button to get past the Krang boss fight and to get past the Shredder, like when I'd take too much damage. So definitely really cool stuff. And again, that's not for every game. The original Ninja Turtle game, for example, doesn't give you any option to add more lives or anything like that. So it's really hit or miss on what they do. But I think overall, it is pretty cool that they throw you a bone in some ways, especially that rewind button. That rewind button comes in extremely handy on these tougher, older games, if you will. Now let's talk about your actual fun factor in this game, because I'm going to tell you right now, I think the fun factor is pretty high. Again, if you're a younger gamer, you didn't play with these games, you might not be as enthralled with some of these things. Me jumping into Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, was a blast. Jumping into the Hyperstone heist, never having been able to play it, was cool. Jumping into Turtles, all that stuff was fun. Actually making some decent progress in the original Ninja Turtles game, again, was a lot of fun. And like, okay, cool, I'm getting it. I'm actually farther than I ever was as a kid when I would play this every day. So there's a lot of fun there, I gotta admit. They also do something really cool, and this might be a quote unquote cheat, if you will, but they give you the option of just watching. But here's the deal, you can jump in and play anytime. So say you're sitting there and you're like me, and you get all the way to that dam section in the original Ninja Turtles game, and you can't get past it. You keep dying by the seaweed. Well, what I did is I just backed out, and I just sat there and watched it till the person cleared the actual dam, and then I jumped back in, and I was able to get past that. So, really cool stuff, man. There's also the ability to save any time in this game on all the different games, which to me is great because, hey, man, who really knows that you're going to be able to play through the entire arcade game in one sitting? I mean, some of these games, the challenge is there, especially later on, and that actually does help out because if it was super easy, I promise you'd probably get bored. But the little bit of a challenge and knowing how to fight different enemies, while it's not as complex as games we have now, it just adds to that fun. And, you know, you get past a room full of a ton of people, it's cool. And then there's that nostalgia wave, to be honest with you, to play these games, to see these characters that we don't get to see a whole lot anymore. I just had a ton of fun with it. So the fun factor for me, really high. I could actually see replaying a lot of these games just because it is fun. At this point in time, they're simple games. They're not super complex. You don't have to know a bunch of buttons or any of that kind of stuff. You can just sit there and play these games. And I enjoy that. So fun factor, really high for me. When it comes to trophies and achievements, obviously playing on the Switch, I didn't do any trophy hunting, but I can tell you it's not that bad. You basically get a trophy or an achievement for every game you complete. Once you complete all the games, you get that nice shiny platinum or 1,000 points. Ultimately, really and truly, if I'm being real with you, the only game that's going to give you any trouble is probably the original Nintendo one. So, other than that, man, it's not a bad trophy list. But overall, let's get to that final review. And I gotta say, as far as collections go, I talked about this a couple weeks ago of some collections I like to see. This game really sets the bar. It's not one or two games. You know, they could have just done the four games from the Nintendo and Super Nintendo era and called it a day, but they didn't. They included a ton. And they give you different versions. And while that does kind of put that asterisk behind the 13 different games in this collection, it is still the fact that you have 13 options of games to play from. The gallery and the instructions and the posters and all that cool stuff is really cool, man. And just again, the fact that it's just fun to play as. Those little, I'll call them cheats, but I don't really mean cheating. Just those little extra little things they give you, man. The rewind button, the extra quarters in arcade. I think that those really help push this to a different level. So for me, the review score is a 9. Again, if you're an old school gamer like myself, you're going to be able to pick this up. You're going to have a lot of fun with it. If you're a younger gamer, this might not be for you. I could see a lot of younger gamers go, okay, this is like a 7. But hey, if you played these games back in the day, you want a nostalgia blast, you're really not going to do any better than this awesome collection they put together. So gamers, I hope you enjoyed this review. I hope you weren't too shell-shocked, if you will. But ultimately, I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Let me know, thegraveyardgamer@gmail.com. Find me on Instagram as thegraveyardgamer, or find me on Twitter at thegraveyardg. Till next time, I'll be creeping on the graveyard.